What not to do, public correction, moral lecturing, or quick judgment. In this video, we are talking about what not to do when shame, stigma, institutionalization, grief, and the longing to belong are present. Do not publicly correct a returning citizen unless immediate safety requires it. Public correction may feel efficient, but it can deepen shame. Many returning citizens have already lived under public exposure, discipline, searches, labels, and suspicion. If a chaplain embarrasses someone in front of a group, the person may shut down, become defensive, or never return. A better approach is calm and private, but still accountable. You might say, "Let's pause this for now. I would like to talk with you after group so we can think through it wisely." Do not moral lecture. Reentry ministry is not helped by speeches that begin with, "You should have known better," or, "After everything you have been through, how could you do that?" Those words may be true in a narrow sense, but they often land as contempt. Truth matters, accountability matters, but truth must be spoken in love. A chaplain can say, "This choice matters. Let's talk about the next faithful step," without crushing the person's dignity. Do not make quick judgments. A defensive tone may not mean rebellion. Silence may not mean indifference. Anger may cover fear. Toughness may cover grief. Avoidance may cover shame. A late arrival may involve transportation problems, anxiety, exhaustion, or old patterns that need patient accountability. This does not mean chaplains become naive. It means they become wise. Do not ask for the whole story too soon. Some volunteers want to hear the dramatic details of incarceration, conversion, family breakdown, addiction, or regret. But people are not ministry content. Their story belongs to them. The chaplain should never pressure someone to disclose pain in order to prove trust. Do not treat belonging as instant. A church, soul center, or reentry ministry may say, "You are welcome here," and that is beautiful, but the person may need time to believe it. Belonging grows through consistency, safety, humility, and repeated dignity. What should the chaplain do instead? Listen without rushing. Use a calm tone. Correct privately when possible. Encourage responsibility without contempt. Ask permission before prayer. Share scripture with consent. Respect the pace of trust. Remember that the person is more than the behavior of the moment. Jesus met people with truth and mercy. He did not minimize sin, but he also did not reduce people to shame. Reentry and restoration chaplains follow that pattern. We bring clarity without harshness, patience without permissiveness, and hope without pretending the road is easy. That kind of presence helps wounded people begin to breathe again.